silences at which Norden defended the scientists while everyone else blamed them for all that had happened. The difficulty was that Norden had proved every one of his claims. He had a perfect excuse for all the disasters that had occurred, and we could not now turn back. The search for an irresistible weapon must go on. At first it had been a luxury that would shorten the war. Now it was a necessity if we were to end it victoriously. We were on the defensive, and so was Norden. He was more than ever determined to re-establish his prestige and that of the research staff. But we had been twice disappointed and would not make the same mistake again. No doubt Norden's 20,000 scientists would produce many further weapons. We would remain unimpressed. We were wrong. The final weapon was something so fantastic that even now it seems difficult to believe that it ever existed. Its innocent non-committal name, the exponential field, gave no hint of its real potentialities. Some of Norden's mathematicians had discovered it during a piece of entirely theoretical research into the properties of space, and to everyone's great surprise, their results were found to be physically realizable. It seems very difficult to explain the operation of the field to the layman. According to the technical description, it produces an exponential condition of space, so that a finite distance in normal linear space may become infinite in pseudo-space. Norden gave an analogy which some of us found useful. It was as if one took a flat rubber disc representing a region of normal space and then pulled its center out to infinity. The circumference of the disc would be unaltered, but its diameter would be infinite. That was the sort of thing the generator of the field did to the space around it. As an example, suppose that a ship carrying the generator was surrounded by a ring of hostile machines. If it switched on the field, each of the enemy ships would think that it and the ships on the far side of the circle had suddenly receded into nothingness. Yet the circumference of the circle would be the same as before, only the journey to the center would be of infinite duration. For as one proceeded, distances would appear to become greater and greater as the scale of space altered. It was a nightmare condition, but a very useful one. Nothing could reach a ship carrying the field. It might be englobed by an enemy fleet, yet would be as inaccessible as if it were on the other side of the universe. Against this, of course, it could not fight back without switching off the field, but this still left it at a very great advantage, not only in defense, but in offense. For a ship fitted with the field could approach an enemy fleet undetected, and suddenly appear in its midst. This time there seemed to be no flaws in the new weapon. Needless to say, we looked for all possible objections before we committed ourselves again. Fortunately, the equipment was fairly simple and did not require a large operating staff. After much debate, we decided to rush it into production, for we realized that time was running short and the war was going against us. We had now lost almost the whole of our initial gains, and the enemy forces had made several raids into our own solar system.